the whole energy situation has just gone completely now out of control, particularly the ESB. Well, the ESB alongside the oil and so on, etc. But the ESB now is the most severe of the lot of any of them. Most of the reasons we know, namely at the minute, there's no regulator in place, there's nobody stopping their law unto themselves by all means, it seems. I don't accept this one bit that they're giving out. I feel like free vouchers now going forward between now Christmas time or whatever, a few hundred euro here and there. That means nothing. Because all that's going to do is keeping people quiet in the meantime, and then they're going to stick in the boot then anyway. I'm here at the minute with huge, thousands and thousands of barrels going into businesses, Michaela. I'm hearing with businesses, the way things are at the minute, that they're going to have to close down. They can't manage. Others are contemplating closing down if they can't get things sorted between now and Christmas time. So it's not going to work. It's just going to drive people, it's driving people to the wall. And as well as that, people's mental health end of it is suffering severely over this as well, because they're having to make so many difficult choices, like you have a business, like you have a house, run a family, so on, etc. We do not have the disposable income for all these serious bills, in particular ESB now that's going in, the electricity supply board. We don't have the extra money for all this, and there's no reason for it whatsoever, no explanation. But they can blame inflation, Michaela, all they want, but that's not a reason. All this is now, to me, is just pure greed. We've all seen there over this last while, when we heard there about the serious profits that they're making, millions and of profit, like, and no allowance at all for the people on the ground, and it's clearly going to be a big issue heading into the winter now, as we are in the minute, but we're seriously heading into the winter these days. The way things are at the minute, the temperatures have started to drop this last 10 days or so, so everything is going to need more electricity. It's the same way as well, Michaela, with the electric cars. They're pushing away electric cars for the green end of it. That's okay in one hand, but the other hand of it's not, and the same with the retrofitting, the heat pumps, everything else, it's all going to be drawn by electricity. And it seems to me, the end game is, to me, down the road in a few years' time, when they get everybody and everything electrified, if you like, as such, it's God knows what kind of bills then we're going to see. We know, for example, as well, the energy situation is really going to increase after Christmas on into next year. It's going to get higher. I'm aware of that. I've been told that. It's going to get a lot higher once we get past the Christmas period. I don't know where it's going to go, to be honest with you, but I know one thing, the powers that be, RTUs and so on, and those with power and those up in the Dáil would need to get their act together and get some kind of grip here on the ESB and the energy and the oil as well where possible, because people in Donegal simply are not managing going forward or any other county come through there either. If you're nailing the toilet, the mouth, you're not managing just. And it'll be very fearful for people's health, people's mental well-being, their status of mind, stuff that's going on, I'm hearing, for our older generation, our most senior generation, to be fair, that worked all their lives, built economies, built situations, built families, built houses for the rest of us, family circles going, everything else, they are really going to suffer now as well. Because when you take a bag of coal at the minute, it's 41.50 euro. In some places. Others then, late 30s and so on. It's all different places wherever you go. 41.50 euro is the highest I've seen so far. Other places then, according to them, are heading that way. There's no way, Michaela, people will manage to heat themselves for the winter. And this now, at the end of the month as well, end of October now, bringing in a all-out fuel ban, coal and turf and so on. Again, what are you left with then? You're either left with electricity or oil as a means of source to heat yourself, possibly timber either. But that's what you're left with then. The majority of people will not manage to pay this or afford it. We're heading for Christmas as well, Santa time and all the rest. How is family supposed to manage the small kids and everything else, let alone these days put them to school, educate them, buy books for them, clothes them, school them, uniforms, shoes, etc., the usual stuff, Michaela. The whole thing is going mad, and it's just serious where we are at the minute and what you'd call modern day Ireland. Our young people are just now being forced, driven out of Ireland. That's what's happening, because they can't manage to live here at the minute with the cost of wages and the way things are going, the cost of living and the wages then aren't supporting the cost of living. The wages are not moving, like. The wages they're frozen, to be fair. They're frozen for the last 10 years for money. They're not moving forward, and people cannot manage. 11 or 12 people, my own neighbours left there in recent days, heading for Australia and a couple elsewhere. The chances are those people might never be back, Michaela. And this is where we're at the minute. Like, And I believe a lot of it lies, the blame for a lot of it lies with our government that just do not care anymore. They're not worried. The way they're looking at it, they're only a short period of time left themselves before a general election, whatever takes place then after that. Just in the meantime, just let things carry on, everything free fall, and to hell with the people is what I'm hearing on the ground. And our local businesses, as I say, which we're initially talking about here, that are suffering now at the minute, and many are going to find themselves in real trouble, if not closing, going forward over the next few weeks or so. That's what I'm hearing, Michaela.
And the issue with the supports proposed by government is that they are just short-term solutions.
They're not even short-term solutions. They're only a carrot and a stick, Michaela. They'll give it to you the day and they'll take it off you next week. That's the way it is, like. That's just what's happening. We've seen there earlier on in the year the supports doing the electricity and that. They give it to Shirley, but it was a couple of hundred there at the time. But sure, that means nothing. You put up the electricity then, so much a percentage you gain, and it's gone then in one fell swoop. And it'll be the same at the minute now with the, what is it, something like 600 they're going to give now and overstate this. That'll be gone again probably the likes of December, January. A fell swoop, the whole thing will be pulled back in again. These guys are making millions, heading for billions, and that's what people need to realise. And while our government sits back and turns a blind eye to it, and make no excuse for that, they are turning a blind eye, Michaela, I don't care what they say. If they want to say it otherwise, come on to the radio with myself and others, and we'll gladly talk it out and tease it out with them. But that's what's happening. The same with the retrofitting grants and so on. There are these various grants, Victor, Michaela, and all the rest. Again, you'll get a grant. Yes, if you apply for a grant, you will get it. But what people are missing, and it's not out there openly, it costs you tens of thousands alongside that to actually get as far as the grant, because most people will have to either borrow money or source money from some other means of source to get into that system, to get their houses insulated, to get their houses retrofitted, solar panels, so on, etc. Most people around here in Donegal cannot afford that. They really can't. It's too much. It's beyond the reach. It sounds good when you see it quick in a 30-second ad or whatever, or a snippet in a paper. Sounds great. Like you put in a wee bit, it sounds great in the ad. But when you dig into it then, borrow into it then, the deeper stuff, it's not actually suitable for many people. Not for the people I'm representing anyway, because I'm hearing it every day, and indeed for people going forward in general, it's not suiting money, to be fair. If they were really serious, if the Green Party and the government were really serious about all these grants, they would be giving something decent that you could call a decent grant to get things going. And again, we're back to the same situation again for the people that both can afford it, if they wish to do so, and the people that can't afford it and feel necessity, if they're able to manage it and go and do it and get loans, they're going to be totally crucified again with the price of energy, or price of electricity, sorry. And that's where I see the big concerns going forward, Michaela, that there just seems to be no answers to at the minute, because nobody is getting them addressed as such anyway.